Hey guys, welcome to another installment of It Figures on PopCultureNetwork.com. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Scotty Cash.
I'm Dirt.
I'm Killen.
I'm Dave.
Dave? Who? Dave? Who's Dave?
I don't know.
I'm
just some guy.
David Sanders.
Introduce yourself, Dave.
I'm Dave. They've done my collection a couple of times, and I do Life in Plastic.
Oh, that Dave.
That Dave.
Let's call him
USSS
Flag Dave.
It's the Flag Dave.
There you go.
There you go. Works for me.
Flag Dave. That's your new name.
Captain Flag.
Captain Flag.
No, that's way too tough for you, Dave. I mean, we like you. We just don't think you're Captain Flaggable. I'll take it. Sergeant Flag it is.
Sergeant Flag.
Sergeant Flag Dave.
That's racist.
That's racist?
You're racist.
Oh, good.
Thanks. Good. Single babies.
What are we talking about?
We got quite a few things we want to talk about today. We can go ahead and start with the G.I. Joe stuff since we're talking about flags and stuff.
Okay.
Did you guys see I know Dave saw them.
Yeah,
Dave ordered them.
What?
Dave ordered them.
See what?
Tell us about them, Dave.
What is it, Dave?
Okay, for the G.I. Joe Collectors Club, they're doing a series of club exclusives that are the 25th anniversary style figures, but they're based on the old Adventure Team figures. So they've got... Is it Adventure Team or Action Team? It's just AT.
Sure, it's Adventure.
Yeah, it's Adventure Team.
You think of Action Force.
Yeah.
Which is the British version.
Yeah. It's all G.I. Joe. Anyway.
Well, what are the characters? Are they Firefly?
No, they're not characters. They're just like Land Adventurer, Sea Adventurer. This is...
The original G.I. Joes were all, like, dudes with short haircuts and
Firefly.
Beards.
Firefly.
They were manly because they had beards.
He was a ninja. He had, like, black
Actually,
and white
they didn't have beards.
He was handsome.
See, that's the thing. Is the original ones didn't have beards, and then after Vietnam, they decided that military-themed toys weren't selling very well. So they
put beards?
Yeah, they gave him beards, and they gave him the Kung Fu grip, and they made them more generic.
Kung Fu and beards. That's how you get things done.
Yeah. So they were more adventurers, and they fought aliens and stuff.
Mummies.
Yeah, they did fight mummies and vultures.
Well, because in Vietnam, there was a lot of mummies, I heard.
And Charlies.
This is after Vietnam.
Charlies.
All the guys were coming back and they thought they were fighting.
Desert Storm. That's the one.
When we were invaded by small He-Man looking aliens.
That was Desert Storm.
What is going on?
That
was Operation Freedom?
I'm just giving you the history of the thing.
Senior Bush.
Okay, there are four figures, but they're sold in three sets. One set has two figures, including Dr. Venom, who is actually from the comic books.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's enemy.
No, different Venom. Completely different Venom. This guy's just a dude in a lab coat.
Carnage.
A lab coat, kind of like Doc Connor from he's the alligator guy in Spider-Man.
The lizard?
The lizard.
Yes. What'd I say?
The alligator.
Hey, it's my story. I'll tell how I want it.
Spider-Man.
Anywho.
That's why we're the lowest rated podcast.
There you go.
Because I don't know who Dr. Connor is.
Exactly.
Why are you judging me?
Because all those comic book guys just turned it off.
Okay, that's
how does she not know? Right game, because that's a special animal.
Well, now they shut it off for real. Come on up out of your mom's basement. Go eat dinner.
Whoa. So it's cool because they're doing these 12-inch style.
They're 12-inch?
No, they're based on the 12-inch characters, but they're 3 3/4-inch figures.
Yeah,
and
there's vehicles. Anniversary style, yeah.
And there's vehicles.
Yeah, look how happy Doug got, or Dirt got, when we said 3 3/4. Look at that smile.
You can call me Doug, that's fine.
Who's that?
Yeah, okay.
You're Doug now?
So
you call me, I answered more than one name.
That's a lot.
Daddy, Mr. Studley.
Mr. Studley. I forgot about that one. They called you that in high school.
Yeah.
I call him Mr. Pickles.
Mr. Pickles.
In the yearbook,
yeah,
he was
taste like, never
mind. In the yearbook, he was most likely
Sweet
to be named Pickle. Mr. Pickles.
Sweet Pickle Dirt.
What we thought? Told G.I.
No
Joes.
Bread and butter, because that's not right.
12-inch G.I. Joes.
Well, no, because they're 3 3/4-inch.
3 3/4-inch G.I.
Okay.
Joes.
And there's vehicles.
And like their packaging's got like that old school artwork on it from the old boxes.
So you can just go to Hasbro Toy Shop and order these?
No, it's the collector clubs.
So you can just go to collectorclub.com and order these?
But if you're not a member of the club, it's expensive and they actually slip in the membership fee with the price.
Well, Which means if you're not a member.
That's what I did.
If you're not a member of the G.I. Joe Collectors Club, it's going to cost you like $80 to order these figures because they include a 1-year membership with the price.
Now, why wouldn't you be?
But they just
have the one membership?
No, they have Super
Suddenly
Deluxe.
I'm an expert on the Collector Club. I have no idea.
Did you join or not?
I did join.
Well,
then you're
more of an expert than any of us.
Well, I joined beforehand.
You assume.
So
there's like, a trooper and an officer level, but
yeah,
I don't know what the
trooper
differences
is just
are.
Basically anyone who signs up for the form,
right.
And then officer is someone who actually pwned
Right, Firefly was a ninja. He loved it.
But with no beard.
Firefly was eventually a ninja, yes.
There was a ninja club?
I'm in the Lego club, FYI.
Are you really?
Can you get the G.I. Joe figures?
You know, I didn't.
Yes, I can.
Hey, did really? You, did you hear that? Your street cred just went way down.
No. It went way up.
Hey, in Norway, he's like the hottest dude on the internet.
Norway? Where's that at? Is it next to Norway? Nego.
It's over in Pretzelland.
Hey, that was a bad joke. What? I said it's Norway next to Norway.
It is.
I apologize. Where's Norway? Right next to Norway.
Oh. Right next to the window. Good go take point. A look.
Oh, I like it. What are we talking about, Legos?
We're not talking about Legos now.
They're making G.I. Joe Legos? What?
Yes, G.I. Joe Legos.
We've been
they
on
tried
the
that Mega once. Block ones. They tried that once, yeah.
It didn't last.
We've been on
horrible,
for 5 minutes.
Horrible.
We haven't said anything about He-Man. Should we start about He-Man?
No, we're going to save that for the end of the show today.
So people will actually listen to the whole
hook.
Thing?
Yeah, your main event for tonight is He-Man chat.
Yeah, He-Man chat.
So you got to stay tuned.
Well, maybe it'd be a creepy promo.
Hey, I'll watch a creepy He-Man promo.
I know you will. You love creepy.
Actually, we did see one, speaking of a creepy He-Man promo. Those contest entries keep on coming.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I gotta watch that.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, man. So let's...
It's creepy and hilarious at the same time.
Let's throw that out there then, guys. That contest ends this Friday, and we're still taking entries, and we're still getting entries. So if you have any interest in winning that fantastically awesome Wolverine figure from Hasbro, send us your entries.
And send multiple entries. If you've got 10 ideas, do 10 things. We'll take them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You can send them all.
I'm pretty sure I already have my winners picked.
Yeah?
Unless something comes through.
We haven't watched that video.
Well, hey.
Man, I might watch. I'll watch that video, but there's no way.
There's the challenge.
The two things that...
Scotty already knows who the winners are. Can you impress him enough to take over?
If they put my name in it, I'll be impressed.
I'm pretty sure I'm just going to pick the winner.
Oh!
How you figure?
Yeah.
Killen's just gonna come in and just take right over.
Look, yeah. my name's Dr. Killen. I do what I want. That's how you talk.
I'll let Scotty pick the winner.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
but
so whoever
I'll
says
choose
my
who
name.
Really wins.
Good,
but great. You can pick.
It's
from
like
my two choices.
All right, okay. Good.
You pick who's the first winner and who's the second.
Winner. Doesn't matter.
I'll still feel good about myself. You.
The people that slip me money won.
And then there might be a few consolation prizes, because I think we're going to have Taco Bell later, so there'll be some wrappers we can mail out. And,
hey, we could totally mail something.
Little
like
Caesar's
Flavor
Pizza
Flav?
Box.
Like wrappers?
And, yeah. Sweet. Yeah, Taco Bell hands out hip-hop artists now. Didn't you know that?
I love them, guys.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, they're going to make one 12-inch G.I. Joe.
They're
going to make Flavor Flav in a 12-inch G.I. Joe.
Flavor Flav?
That's what I heard.
You can only get it if you're in part of Dave's
clan.
But
is he G.I. Joe or Cobra? Or is he like a Dreadnought?
You have to be in the Officer Club.
He's a Zodak.
You got to be in the Officer Club to get Flavor Flav?
He's a G.I. Joe Zodak?
He's Team Zodak. Hey, speaking of which, I got my Team Randor shirt on.
Boo!
That's right. I'm the captain now.
Boo!
Captain. So call me...
Hey, everybody's
Force Captain
your
Adora. Force Captain Scotty Cash.
Everybody's ditching your team and making their own called Team Masters. I think that's Chris Vince's fault. You want to call him out?
What do you guys call him? Beastman?
Oh, there's a Team Beastman.
Clown Shoes.
It's Team Randor. I try to change it, and Dirt try to have like a sit down with me. He's like, look, man, we can't do this. We already got the website confirmed and blah, blah, blah. So it's Team Randor, dude. They freaked out on us.
Yeah, that's exactly how the conversation went.
That's how he talks.
I find if you try to talk to Scott more than 8 words in a row, it just kind of turns into ah, blah, 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 anyway. So you just throw those into the conversation.
Are you saying
and there's just no change?
Are you saying it comes out your mouth like that, or it goes in my head?
Well,
like
I say it works.
Hey, I remember.
Oh my god,
that was unnecessary.
Hey, so did you guys see the new Hard Heroes Mummer statue?
Yeah, the $200 one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks
I thought
nice.
Shatara was second.
Huh?
I thought Shatara was, too.
No, I do not.
Yep, the third one is Mumra.
Oh, okay.
And
when did Shatara come out?
I don't know the exact release date.
You just want
out.
The naked
title. I just remember not liking the Chitara. We talked about that on the show once, right?
We liked the first
Maybe
one.
Maybe I didn't listen to that episode.
The
I don't
Thundercat,
know.
The one was wonderful. Yeah,
we
didn't
the
like the Chitara, but the Mumra looks sweet.
Hey, our boy Eric has Lino.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he going to send it to us?
No, I doubt it. Eric, if you want to win, dude, send me that.
That'd be the best entry for the contest.
Cast one out of light blue see-through plastic. And,
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'll take one, whatever.
Hey, can we announce that we're going to have the Him Guy figures?
Not until they're made.
Oh, I didn't say
disregard that part.
What Him Guy figures? I don't know what Scott's talking about. That's weird.
That was Dave. I didn't say
weird.
That.
Dave, why are you coming on our show and just saying things?
What are these rumors? Rumors.
Look, I want to be
I'm
part.
I'm crazy like that.
My name is
dangerous.
My name is Dave. I want to be part of the Him Guy fan club.
Well,
We're making Legos.
Okay, go.
Okay, go.
Next, go.
We're making Legos. We're
carving them out of wood.
Go, next.
I got my wood.
Next. We're making actual blocks. We're making blocks. Pink Lego blocks.
Pink Lego blocks?
For breast cancer.
Hey, did next. You read Toy Fair?
Nice.
I have green ones for lung cancer.
I have not finished reading the Toy Fair.
Next. Everybody, new Toy Fairs came out last week. And
that's Wizard.
That's an old one in the wrong spot in our rack. That's awesome.
We sold out of Boba Fett.
So you're just going to put it back in that spot.
We had Boba Fett cover, but it's totally sold out.
Why don't you put it in the
with
old
with the vintage Boba spots. Fett that I'm super excited to get.
Everybody wanted that cover. It was gone.
But we got a couple Green Lanterns, though.
But no one wants the Green Lantern cover.
Well, we sold a couple.
You bought me the Green Lantern, I'll trade you.
We didn't sell none. We sold all the
we have five.
Maybe I don't care less.
Maybe I will.
Well, we sold one.
If mine's open.
No, you took one. Obviously.
I just know I really want that Boba Fett figure. I can't wait till it comes out.
Obvi.
I'm excited. Who else here is going
to get
that?
You don't even like Boba Fett.
Who else here is going to get that Boba Fett figure?
You don't even like Boba Fett.
Boba Fett died like a chump.
I'll get that Boba Fett figure.
Yeah, see, Dave wants it.
He died like a chump in the
He lived.
The expanded universe is... The expanded universe is not official canon.
Boba Fett died the weakest of all Star Wars people.
I know. Like, Han Solo said, Boba Fett, where? He screamed.
As if he wasn't even a...
don't touch the mic.
...character anybody cared about.
Don't touch the mic.
Of course he wasn't.
That's just what George Lucas does, though, because everybody's like, oh, Darth Maul, he is awesome! And then he said two things in the movie and got cut in half by Obi-Wan at the end.
And then brought Jar Jar back.
Or unless you're Samuel L. Jackson, where he's like, look, we're going to kill you with a regular trooper, and he's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that, sucker. And I want a purple lightsaber.
And I want a purple lightsaber. Yeah, we know. You had one in the second movie. We already gave that to you, Sam.
Oh. Yeah, whatever. I just want to make sure. I want one again. I'm tired of these.
Sam? Samuel Adams?
Yeah, yes. Samuel Adams. I remember when Samuel Adams was Mace Windu.
I'm checking my text message.
It'll get you drunk.
Who was it? What did it say?
It was my wife.
No, it didn't.
That's a lie.
It said Duvall. It said, I love you. I miss you.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Or
so
weird.
Is that why he's not making these podcasts anymore? Because it's like too awkward for him to be in the same room with you and not be making.
It's like
out? Is that
it's like Toy Back Mountain. This is weird.
Why can't I ever take you off the card?
Listen, let's continue talking about some
why
toys.
Why can't I ever take you off the card? That's messed.
Talk about some Legos or something.
So we're totally on topic now. So let's get back to talking.
What
about,
else we got?
Yes, because that never happens on this show.
We didn't take a commercial.
Stay on topic.
Where were we? Heart Hero. Go.
Heart.
Go, yeah, Heart Hero, the Mumra statue. We already talked about
it's
it.
It's great. Next.
Next. Okay.
It's great. Next.
Buy three. Next issue.
If anybody was paying attention to the NECA Toy Fair stuff, they saw that BioShock 2 Big Daddy figure that was the alternate paint color scheme with the red and the gold. It was a variant. And a lot of people were wondering where this thing was going to go and what it was about. And they finally announced today that that will be a Toys R Us exclusive.
Oh, surprise.
Yes. So Toys R Us is getting yet another exclusive. It's going to be a Big Daddy figure. And we know from experience how fast those Big Daddy figures sell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So we know that this is probably going to be a hard-to-find item at Toys R Us, even though it's a different color. It's like red and gold. It's actually kind of cool looking. I don't know why it's that color, because I haven't played BioShock 2. I don't know if it's actually in the game or not.
Because you take over McDonald's.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Golden Arches variant.
Yes.
Got it. Got
so,
it.
But would you rather it be a Walmart exclusive?
Oh, no,
Target
no,
exclusive?
No, 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 no. I definitely think the Toys R Us exclusives are the easiest to find. The Walmart exclusives, you never know what's going on.
Well, Walmart especially exclusives. We have three in town and none ever have the same.
So, how come Kmart doesn't have those exclusives? Where's the Kmart exclusives?
Because Kmart's not.
What? Kmart? What's Kmart?
You know what Kmart is.
Who cares about Kmart?
You care about Kmart.
Who shops at Kmart?
Dave.
I don't shop at Kmart.
BG?
BG. BG probably shops at Kmart. BG probably calls them every day just to see.
You know he does.
Yes.
Hey, are you guys Kmart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just checking. Just want to make sure.
It's not Kmart, it's Big K. Thanks.
So we're going to... Oh, it's Big K. You're right.
Superstore. Right, it's Superstore. Right.
So yeah, we're gonna try to get a hold of those Big Daddies to sell?
You're just going to make up a lie game.
We're going to BG them and sell them in the store?
Actually, I'm working to get some more Big Daddies back into the store, but... I'm a hard time getting NECA to ship them. So
every time we get them, we sell them out the same day.
I'm ordering more.
It is unbelievable.
I'm gonna do two cases this time.
Yeah, you got that. We got that last case in, and it was gone overnight.
Hey,
like,
this
we sold them all online.
This just in. I just seen the Mummer statue. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you it was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm super happy that they
that,
didn't.
That topic dead to us.
Oh, well,
we moved
on.
We moved on.
But we talking about Legos.
Yep, Legos always active.
Oh, we could talk about Legos, because Toys R Us this week has an exclusive.
That's right.
Is it a Mumra Lego?
It's a Babylon 5 Cylon Clone Trooper.
For all you people who did not make San Diego last year and did not get the Chrome Stormtrooper, you can get it now, all through this week at Toys R Us, if you buy any Lego Star Wars pack priced $11.99 or higher, which you're not, the cheapest one is $11.99, so any Star Wars pack that you buy, you get an exclusive package. It's in its own little package, Stormtrooper, Chrome Stormtrooper.
He's only got one.
The difference between this one and the San Diego one is they are identical, but this one has a small blaster, whereas the other one had the long rifle.
That's what she said.
So,
but the figure's awesome because it's all amazing. Shiny and pretty and metallic.
And Lego.com did sell it on a magnet for like $10 over the last couple months.
Oh, we saw it at the Lego store, didn't
yeah,
we, in
but
New York?
I think they stopped selling it, but it's exactly the same San Diego exclusive they sold.
Well, it was on clearance when we were there, but it was still kind of like $10 or something like that, even though, or yeah. $5.
It was clearance from $10 to $10. You're right.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I didn't buy it, because I was like, what kind of sale is this? It's like a Walmart
that's
sale.
That's like a Walmart sale. Yeah. It was $7.99. No, now it's $7.89.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on the magnet, but you could take it off the magnet. Actually, the good ones, not the stupid keychains that are totally like destroyed. You can't use them.
I don't get it.
Well, we got a bunch of them keychains for like 50 cents. It was awesome.
Don't touch me.
That's what she said.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going
to... I got some news.
We're going to discuss the Moss Man fiasco.
Yeah, like seriously.
You got
like
some news?
Yeah, when,
like
we
right
get,
now?
When we get back.
When we get back? Okay, when we get back, Scotty Cash has news.
There's your hook for the commercial break.
What's up, everyone? Alan Price here, and I am the co-host of Operation Retroshock, alongside my very good friend, Viscrint. Wait a second, that isn't right. Whoops, sorry. I mean Chris Vint. He's gonna kill me for that. Anyway, on Operation Retroshock, we want you to remember the fun you had back when you were a kid. All the old TV shows and movies you used to be glued to and watch over and over again. We've already covered the likes of the unforgettable Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Ghostbusters, and the legendary WrestleMania 8. We also want you to feel the urge to dig out your old games consoles, blow out the years of dust from that cartridge, and take a step back to simpler, but arguably more enjoyable gaming times. So when you're done here listening to the fantastic It Figures, why not come and join both Chris and myself on Operation Retroshock, only available on PopCultureNetwork.com. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Hi there, this is Chris Vint, your host of the Masters of the Universe Chronicles, and you're listening to It Figures. Well, whenever you're finished listening to It Figures, head over to Pop Culture Network, click on the Masters of the Universe Chronicles button, and listen to some of the episodes that I have uploaded, such as Dean Stefan interview, Robert Lamb, John Callis, Pixel Dan, to name but a few. A new episode every month, so yeah, come on over, go to the forums, discuss the various episodes, and until next time.
All right, guys, we are back.
Mike Tyson hook.
We are back. We are back. We are back.
A left hook or right hook?
No, it's not. I guess it's not a hook. It's something I've seen that I was really interested by.
Are you sure it's not a hook?
Captain Hook?
It's on the He-Man.org, they showed a Superman He-Man 2-pack that was like the prototype or something. Did you see it?
Oh, I saw the...
It's the original He-Man in the original Superman. They're posed different. The packaging's different.
That's the picture they're using on ToysRUs.com.
So you can order those on ToysRUs.com?
No.
They went on sale on ToysRUs.com today and were sold out in like 5 minutes on ToysRUs.com. Because I saw the news update on a toy site that was like, these are on sale on ToysRUs.com right now. And then like 10 minutes later it said, update, these are sold out. And I went, oh, good, great.
Toys R Us has done that before where they put prototype photos up
for...
Like, there have been, like, I have one that I even saved, because, like, when the Infinite Heroes first came out, they had a 3-pack, and all three of the figures inside the pack were just the black molded plastic. They weren't even painted yet.
Yeah.
They were just, like, prototypes in the box that someone had taken a picture of, and that's what they put on their website.
That's a bad idea. People get really mad if they don't get exactly the picture.
Yeah. Like, they probably just used the early prototype picture that Mattel sent them, and that's just what they listed as their product.
Well, you think somebody smart enough that would work at a toy store would go, we should probably get that fixed.
They don't think
we have a couple hundred thousand of these probably in our toy stores. We could probably get a picture of one of them and put it up.
Yeah,
what?
Well,
that's absurd.
It depends on what kind of quality employees you have working for you.
And that's not my job. That's not my department.
Exactly. There you go.
I work in junior shoes.
Thanks.
There you go. Imagination. You work imagination. Imagination. What is it? Imaginarium.
Imaginarium.
There it is.
What are you talking about?
Is it a department in Toys R Us?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
The Imaginarium.
There's a bathroom there, too. We're not hollering about bathrooms. Well, a toilet.
I work at Juvenile.
Juvenile.
It's not Juvenile.
That's what they call the.
You are.
That's what they call the baby section.
I love that band.
I do too. I love that band.
That's a good band.
So while we're on the subject of Masters of the Universe, how many people tried to order Moss Man and failed miserably?
I just
tried to pull up the website and couldn't even look. I just got that white screen that said, "Ah, our website doesn't work, and we're totally going to blame Digital River, even though this is our website." Bye.
I was on at 11:04 by chance, and I saw they were sold out. I was like, "That's weird. Did they not go up?"
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I got on at 10:58, 10:59, somewhere around there. I logged in. I was just going to get myself the Flocked Ears one, so I had one for my collection. And I got all the way through the checkout process, all the way to the point where I'm at the very end, and I submit for the order, and it comes back and it says, "This item has sold out. Please remove it from your cart." And it was 11:01. 1 minute after they were supposed to go on
sale. Well, your clock is wrong.
Oh,
you forgot daylight savings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And did you also see the people from the other countries, like, mad, like, "Is anybody else pissed off that no one knew about this daylight savings time?"
Yeah, oh, yeah, because daylight savings time screwed up a lot of overseas people, because they don't do that, and they had no idea that the sale date was
because they're normal. And we're like, "Look, it's cold outside, change your clock."
What does it
help or hurt? Nothing, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird they sold that fast. I mean, like, that doesn't make sense.
So, yeah, Moss Man has now become the fastest sellout, selling out between 1 and 3 minutes. It's somewhere within there, because most people were saying at 12:01 they couldn't get it. But some people were reporting still being able to order it at, like, 02:03. Of course, you got to account for the fact that people's clocks are going to be slightly off. So, Moss Man sold out anywhere between 1 and 3 minutes.
Which is the fastest sellout ever.
Do
you know why I think that?
And is ridiculous.
You know why I think that? Because Stratos didn't do that good. Triclops didn't really do that good. They did good. They sold out, but it took a long time. And Moss Man kind of falls into those categories. Kind of a side character that's
not really
popular.
So
when they probably made it, they didn't make as many thinking, you know, they'll still sell out probably within an hour, but it won't be up there for days.
How does, when something sells out in a matter of an hour or a couple hours, is that not successful?
Yeah, I know.
Well, or even 2 days.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, if there's a Masters of the Universe figure for sale, and it doesn't sell out for 2 days, somehow that's a problem.
As opposed to everything else, is what I'm
saying. Yeah, I don't understand what they consider successful and what they don't, because it's just like they said that they're never going to reproduce Zodak, either version of him, because he took a couple days to sell out instead of 1 day to sell out.
Because they're worried that they're not...
So,
they're
it's gonna, like...
Tequila Line, what was it?
Yeah, Tequila and Teline.
Tequila and Teline. That's you.
But they, for anybody that did miss Moss Man, the good news is that they made the announcement that they are going to go back into production on both versions of him, Flocked Ears and Unflocked Ears, and they're going to go 50-50 on the numbers.
So Clown Shoes can maybe get a hold of one? So
he's got both.
He got them both.
Oh, did he?
He got through and ordered both of them.
Oh.
Clown Shoes.
Because his clock was a minute fast.
Yeah.
So he got on early.
Yeah, so... It's pretty ridiculous. I just don't understand. I don't know how any figure can sell it in a minute. Did it make 10 of those dudes or what?
Well, you know how the computer can process that many orders in a minute.
Exactly.
Like, that really makes sense.
It doesn't make... Yeah, I don't get it.
It seems like they had 6 for sale, and they sold the 6.
Like, I couldn't even get to the website.
Yeah.
Like, I just kept getting that white screen. And I got that white screen for a good 5-6 minutes.
I must have been one of the lucky ones this time. I didn't get the white screen.
I got right through on my phone.
Yeah, I got directly through with no screen this time. So
I clicked on the Flocked Ears just to see what it would say, add to cart, and when it would go to it, it would say, "Please add an item to your cart." And I go back and I click on it again. I had no problems with the waiting screen, but it was probably already sold out by then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like 11:02.
That's crazy. It's so crazy.
I wish the Pop Culture Network store sold that fast. That'd be great.
Yeah, well, if you just sold everything in a minute?
Well,
yeah.
You know why? Because you don't
know. You know how that'd be for us to keep up with that if we just sold everything a minute after we listed it?
Well, obviously you have to throw out 3/4 of your stock and then only sell things for a 5-minute period
and then
day a month.
And then when they call, we'll jack them around.
But see, that'd be okay.
Hey, I didn't order this TV.
I would have everything.
He ordered Street Fighter. I'll go, "Hold on, here's my manager." And I'll hang up on him.
Because we would just come in, we list like 10 items at a time, we'd hurry up and package them, ship them out, and then we listen to another 10, and we'd do it like that.
That would be awesome.
We wouldn't have much listed online at any given time, but we would be
shipping. They'd be so hot in demand, who cares?
That's right.
They just sell out.
You know why you don't? Because you don't have like a set date, like they're on sale right now. It's not cool. If you're like, "Hey, look, hold on.
In a Pop Culture store right now, we got like 14,000 items.
Lawnmower Man on the Super Nintendo, it's mine."
Okay, listen. 1 minute. Listen, Shaq Fu is going off sale tonight. It's off sale as of right now. Tomorrow at 7 a.m. Shaq Fu will go on sale. Watch that dude sold. For the Super Nintendo, Shaq Fu.
I hope it does.
$4.95. Who doesn't want Shaq Fu for $4.95?
So we got 14,000 items listed. We probably sell anywhere from 25 to 50 items a day.
That's a lot still.
Well, yeah, but if you look at the number, 14,000, and you do a percentage on it, it's not very high. It is, realistically.
Well, you need to get like a taco suit and go stand out in the street or something.
With the look at the Statue of Liberty guys down here. Come out here and hold your sign away.
I did tell a guy that I would pay him to wear the Stormtrooper outfit, and he told me he's going to do it.
When? Where?
Outside and hold a sign and be like,
can we get...
We got movies and games and toys.
Is he going to talk like that?
I hope so.
No one's going to buy anything from him.
He's not going to sell stuff. He's just going to will people in. You know, like...
I know what you mean, thanks.
We're
joke.
Going out of business.
Maybe Dave will do it.
You should do it. We're going out of business sell. So we're coming in here just like, grand opening!
Dave, you want to hold wear the Stormtrooper costume and hold a sign for the store?
You can do a Darth Vader.
Yeah, I could probably squeeze into Darth Vader. Alright,
stand out there as Darth Vader and hold a sign.
You could totally fit the Darth Vader and still have a lot of room, because he's I don't know, it's like the cloth is super stretch or something. It's like totally baggy.
Yes. It's a little bit.
Okay, anyway. What Legos?
Legos. So we got pink Legos for the breast cancer.
So we got pink Legos.
And green.
See, what you need to do is flock them.
And
that's what made it sad.
Hey, I'll buy flock Lego.
Oh, we did a flock everything in the store,
exactly.
Damon.
That's what made it sad.
Everything.
Oh, so we did like that thing they did on the drywall, on the ceiling to add that texture. We'll just walk through the store and just spray
it just
on everything.
Flock everything.
Flock that.
What the flock?
I think that's called popcorn.
Are you flocking kidding me?
What the flock? Hey. We're going to flock it all.
Oh, Doug, cuss police?
Cookie.
Cuss police, can we say that?
Cuss police.
We're going to cookie flock everything. We're going to cookie flock it.
Are we about flocking done?
BG.
Yeah, I think we are about flocking done.
BG.
All right, I want to go ahead and remind everybody once again, the contest is still running. Friday is the last day to get in entries, and we will be announcing the winner probably this weekend or early next week. So,
or in 3 weeks if we feel like
it. I told you already.
Right.
Don't bother, I already got my winner.
So send your entries to contest@popculturenetwork.com. And again, your entries, you can submit as many as you want, and it could be any
creative.
Sorry. I got cotton mouth. Yeah, any kind of hand-drawn picture, poem.
Of me.
You can make something.
Of me.
Could be
video.
Something of Scotty Cash, and apparently you'll win his vote.
Carve us out of pretzel sticks and then glue us
ooh.
Together.
Ooh, do a macaroni Scotty Cash, you'll win.
Macaroni Scotty Cash.
Like the Bette Midler on Seinfeld. I know you've seen that one.
Okay. Or a piece of toast that looks like Jesus.
Hey, you don't really have to do me to win.
Oh,
just do something
it's
cool.
Me.
And please make your entry relevant to something we do or have. Don't make a random entry that has nothing to do with
anything. Well, you can. You just won't win.
Like dolls. We don't care about dolls.
Like, don't be like...
Duvall's not a judge in the contest, so don't try to...
Don't take your camera outside, take a picture of the sky, and go, there's my entry.
Connor. Oh, Connor. Connor.
Take a picture of the sky. This is my entry. I hope somebody does that now.
We did have a couple random...
If it's got me in the clouds, I'll pick it.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. Do that. You can do that.
All right, guys, as always, if you're looking to get yourself some new toys, action figures, video games, comic books, movies, we've got it all right here at the Pop Culture Network store, which you can find easily linked on the front page of popculturenetwork.com. And we've got lots of great updates every day. Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, who recently went to a video format, so if you guys haven't watched that yet, check it out.
What's that show?
Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk.
Say it three times.
Say it again.
Why are you saying it like
Rob Bass also has a show called Not Mint in Box. We'll have a new Life in Plastic strip up this week, and Saturday is a brand new episode of That New Toy Smile.
And we have a new show coming.
We do have a new show coming?
We have a new show coming called Comic Nation TV.
What?
A made in cooperation with Comic Nation on Facebook.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's Rob Bass. It's Rob
Bass. Oh, Rob Bass.
There's also another show that's going to be starting. It's... She sells seashores by the seashell. Say that.
You said that all wrong. She sells by the seashore.
I can't wait to see that show.
It's about dolls.
Where did Comic Nation come from all of a sudden?
That's the Rob Bass show I was talking about like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Rob was actually talking about that while we were in New York. Rob, we got your back, Rob. Killing the.
You gotta tell me more than once because I'm the most busiest person in their life.
He's our boss.
That's not a word.
You don't need to know. Why do you need to know?
Businesses?
Let me see.
What did you say, busiest?
As the editor-in-chief, I probably should know these things.
Not really.
Yeah, really.
Well, no, you know these things. You just need to remember these things.
You gotta send me an email.
Oh.
If I don't have an email,
we send you
know.
An email.
That's why I make you
like
guys.
Like 3 weeks ago.
That's why I make you guys email me everything that you tell me. That way.
I thought we had to text message you.
No, you don't
that
talk to me.
That was last year.
You text right. me.
Are we ready? Are we done? Are we done here?
We're just rambling.
Okay, let's finish this up. All right, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Team Randor.
Oh, boo.
Killing.
Why are you booing every time?
Dave. I'm not. Ha, ah, see what I did
there? He got it. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
If you're lucky.